Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It sounds extreme, but here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. There is a criminal cabal we refer to as the globalists, but they operate under many different hats, like the Democrat Party, the Chinese Communists, and so on. And this is their ultimate goal, to end nation states and bring in a one world government with centralized power, which is really just run by the corporations and their heads, with an AI smart grid policing the world population 24/7 that you must comply with, or you won't be allowed to shop or sell or go out and watch a musical or a movie or a ball game. That's where this is always going. And America is the crown jewel of freedom and sovereignty in the world. And so you must defeat America before you can roll that plan out. America's not perfect. We've had a lot of problems as a nation. Still to this day, we need to figure out. InfoWars has been at the cutting edge of exposing a lot of this. But at the end of the day, the reason why America is necessary is because it is a sovereign nation of sovereign people, a republic that at its will, in its DNA, no matter what your skin color is, our ancestors fought tyranny, put it all on the line to defeat tyranny, realizing what that meant for our ancestors. And so now that the left and the Democrats and everybody has made life invaluable with abortion and everything, well, you just hate yourself, so you don't value life, so you don't care what you leave for the future. You are in misery, so you want company. But this is very complex, but that's what this is all about. That's what people need to understand. Now, Alex Jones is coming up next with Paul Joseph Watson, and they are going to be talking about what's going on in the UK now, where somehow George Floyd's protests are in the UK, and so now they're tearing down statues in the UK. Again, folks, these are just media mobs. These are just media mobs, the brainwashed puppets of the mainstream media and George Soros. It's all they are. Are there some well-meaning people in there? Yes, but they've been duped as well, and I think they're starting to figure it out. So Paul Joseph Watson is coming up with Alex Jones to break all that down and more. And, of course, the War Room that I host 3 hours a day, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. We will be getting more into that. I've got other great guests that will be joining me then as well. And I'm hoping I can take your phone calls. I don't know if Alex is going to be taking phone calls today. I'm sure he's going to want to. Gerald Celente coming up in the fourth hour. But I am going to be taking a lot of calls on the War Room today in between my guests. So, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's crazy to think what we've been able to do with this audience, us together. When I say we, that's all of us. That's you hearing this message. That's the crew. That's me in this chair. That's all the other great guests and hosts that we have. What we've been able to do in the face of this tyranny is really incredible. It really is. We are the new unwinnable war that we're fighting here, just like the founding fathers did against the British Empire. Nobody thought they could win. It was impossible. That's what we're battling now, except it's the globalist incorporated empire. Now, we don't take their money. You don't see big pharmaceutical ads or fast food ads or Hollywood ads or any of that. Nope, we don't take their money. That's why we're able to operate independently. That's why we're a American-made news organization. Proud of it. Made in the USA, for the USA, by the USA. No foreign money coming in. No big ads telling us what we can or can't say. And we've beaten all of it. That's you, that's us, that's all of us. All of us have beaten it, folks. But we have to continue fighting, and your support at InfoWarsStore.com is essential. Last chance of the 60% off across the board flash sale. Top supplements, 60% off. Other great specials as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson on the other side.
60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week, but we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, U.S. resistance against the global corporate combine, empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are now into hour number two on this live, original, unfiltered, teleprompter-free June 8th, Monday, global transmission with 1-4-7 out from the election as the jaws of the deep state and the neocon leftist globalist juggernaut snap down hard on America's neck, attempting to sever our populist president from the people and continue our plunge into the New World Order. Without further ado, we've got a lot to cover. Paul Joseph Watson joins us from Her Britannic Majesty's London Albion, also known by George Orwell as Airstrip 1, with the incredible globalist activities there. The attacks now on Winston Churchill, it's only intensifying. Paul Watson, thank you for joining us from Summit.News.
Good to be back, Alex.
You're in the epicenter of it in London. How would you describe it? You've been doing a great job the last few days, tweeting every 5 minutes, minute by minute. What's happening?
Well, one thing I wouldn't describe it as, Alex, is largely peaceful, which is what the media here has been describing it as. But over a week now, and you've been in the middle of these rallies, I've been in the middle of this. You know, I've been to what they would call right-wing protests, Brexit events, Bilderberg protests, which, you know, attended by both left-wing and right-wing people. Years ago, I used to attend anti-CND nuclear disarmament protests, which was entirely left-wing. In all those cases, the protests were almost entirely peaceful. This is not peaceful. If you're in the middle of this kind of protest and you're just observing it, you've just got your phone out filming it, or if you're a media film crew, and then the mob attacks you simply because you're not on their side, that is not a largely peaceful protest. You know, they hold up signs saying, if you're not with us, you're against us. And Alex, I was in the middle of one of these protests last weekend at the U.S. Embassy in a car, stuck in the road for over an hour, probably an hour and a half, because they were blocking the traffic. Now, they would go up to each car, and if you weren't wearing the right facial expression, or if you weren't honking your horn, if you weren't sticking your fist out the window in support of these peaceful protesters, as they call them, they would harass you. They would try to stick leaflets through the window. And that was the best of it. A week later, they were literally trying to drag people out of their cars, as we've seen in America. And again, this is the mob attacking people who are merely just trying to drive away from the area or media observing it. That is not a peaceful protest. Over the weekend, Alex, in London, 35 police officers injured, chased by mobs, smoke bombs, objects thrown at them, police beaten. As we still in the, you've seen the video right now, they've tried to burn the British flag at the cenotaph, defacing Winston Churchill statues, shouting, run, piggy, run, while attacking the police. Guess how the BBC reported this afterwards?
Largely peaceful. They said the police woman that got hit in the head with a bottle and the horse head, who was thrown off and has a punctured lung and is super ill, they said she did it on purpose. It's her fault they attacked her.
Well, and what happened with that, they threw objects, they threw flares and bicycles at this police force. It bolted. The female police officer smashed into traffic lights. She fell off, unconscious, as he said, collapsed lung, broken collarbone, shattered ribs. She's going to be off work for 6 months. She could easily have been killed. Guess what CNN's headline was? Police force causes havoc at London protest. Alex, that's like saying airplane causes havoc during September flight to New York. This is how the media responded to this. You talk about the 35 police officers injured. BBC headline, police officers injured during largely peaceful anti-racism protests in London. Again, that's like saying two skyscrapers knocked over during largely peaceful September flight. Absolutely insane. Imagine if 35 police officers had been chased by mobs and attacked at a pro-Brexit rally. Would the media describe it as a largely peaceful protest? Not in a million years. It's despicable how they treated it.
We also have where they're blocking traffic and attacking people in cars, and then a black dude gets out and fights back. Well, they call that a white supremacist attacking, but don't even show the actual footage. This is massive, concerted deception at every level to hide what's really going on, Paul.
It's absolutely incredible, and it's just how the media responds to it. It's as if, you know, they would have reported that George Floyd kneeled on his own head. Absolutely incredible. And we also have to put up with this. Just a second, we'll be back.
Again, Paul Joseph Watson is live from London. Just give me a document cam shot, and I'll show you some of this right now for TV viewers. Again, if you go out there, you can find this. They're throwing bricks, bottles, everything at horses and police, and then when a horse bolts and throws the police officer off and she gets hurt and then runs over a protester, they separately said the police attacked them, and then they, on top of that, then separately said that the policewoman threw herself off on purpose. Here is a still shot of the policewoman right here being thrown off the horse, doubled over backwards with her ribs going into her lungs. They're saying she'll be out 4 months to a year, and they are saying that she did this to herself when the horse was attacked. Because the leftists are virtuous beyond anything on earth and can never do any wrong. They can never do any harm. They are perfect. But again, what is this? It's not about the police. It's about the communists, the socialists, the globalists in a movement to overthrow civilization and overthrow society, to then bring in their system that's 100 times worse. They're not going to get rid of the police. They're going to give you police like North Korea or communist China. That is their goal. And these police are primed all over Europe and the U.S. to kiss the ass of people assaulting them. And so they're asking for it. That's what this is all about. But studies show in England, if you're nice to the police, they're mean to you because they also are authoritarian. They're overwhelmed because they're communist.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jones, your host, Paul Joseph Watson, lives right in the middle of London, and it looked like an emergency. He just jumped up and said, just a moment, and then we heard a little bit of noise, and then disconnected the Skype, and we don't know what happened. So I'm calling Paul, hope he's okay. We'll follow that as it unfolds. Looking at Paul's Twitter feed, I mean, I see what's coming in. F all white people. Overthrow capitalism. This is what America and the world has turned into. And it's because there are 6.9 billion people that, quote, aren't white. That's the vast majority of people on the planet. And the UN and the globalists have looked at the demographics, and they're going to make it about race and make it about being anti-white. And then the big mega banks and all the big powerful elites are going to sit up there in their armored fortresses while directing the destruction of Western society and the Christian system that actually tried to build up the third world and bring medicine and electricity and science to it. So the Western world was really a breakaway civilization, a more advanced civilization that was trying to raise up the other civilizations. That was called colonialism. There were certainly some exploits and bad things that were done. But what the globalists are bringing in is not colonialism. It is a total collapse of all civilization. But small globalist citadels or city-states of advanced technology, or the Elysian Fields. In Greek mythology, Elysium is not a space station where the ultra-rich live in orbit. It is high plains or mountaintops or mesas, fabled mesas on which the faithful of the gods could become immortal as well. To the golden fields of Elysium. Golden with all the wheat. And the globalists are taking control of the future. They believe that they are the apex predators who are reintroducing social Darwinism or theory of the species to the people. And it's true, if you kill off all the coyotes or all the wolves, you're going to have an overpopulation of deer. And so humans come in, and it's good to harvest the deer, and it's good to keep their population at a good level that's sustainable. Well, the globalists have that same attitude that there's too many humans, that there's too many people, that we become lackadaisical, we become stupid, we become lazy, and that we deserve what is being done to us. And so Bill Gates, because there aren't predators, saber-toothed tigers, and other, you know, tribes of men killing us, he has to come in and fulfill that role. But then you study Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and their secret cloning programs and all the things they're involved in, and they're some of the most degenerate, sickening people of all, who just seek power and control over everyone, and who do not want a survival of the fittest system. They want a technocracy monopoly over humanity and to make independent, wild human living impossible, and that make us an artificiality that is produced by the megacorporations that will now play God and decide what humans or humanoids can live on this planet. And everything we do here is about exposing just that. You look at the university rabble that have been taught that they're the rulers of the earth, the masters of the universe, that they've gone and paid for worthless degrees, so they're going to be controlling the new Green Deal, the new globalist deal. And whether they're in Europe, whether they're in Australia, whether they're in New Zealand, whether they're in Canada, the United States, they are dumbed down, they are hateful, they are ignorant,
and they hate free speech, and they want oppression. And they're brutish and ill-informed and have the dead eyes of a crazy zombie because they are the slaves of the New World Order. And they are worshipped by the media and worshipped by the culture. They're not given jobs or power by Twitter and Facebook giving them dopamine rushes. But as they attack every symbol and every archetype and every foundation and every statue and statute, they believe they're having a coming of age and a great seething of power and control. And then those that join in hop around ghoulishly, believing that they have defeated some greater man than them that lived hundreds of years ago. And always when a civilization starts to collapse, barbarians rush in and begin burning down the buildings and tearing down the statues and burning down the libraries, because to them, that's not a symbol of knowledge and empowerment. That's a symbol of superiority, that if they can squat on it and defecate on it and burn the British flag, if they can burn the American flag, well, somehow that gives them primacy. That gives them hegemonic power and control over it. When in truth, the globalists already conquered England a long time ago and then brought in people and put them on welfare and turned them against the system and used them as a client and now are deploying them against the last vestiges of the old state, which will then be swept away, and with it, brutal oppression, brutal control against the real target, the seed or the zenith or the genesis point of the Renaissance and of modern Christendom and the radical, liberal, egalitarian plan to empower humanity. That must be pulled down by the neoliberals and the neocons and the technocrats because it stands in the way of their hegemonic world rule. And so that's where we are. And as a society, that's what we face. And that's why it's not a failure of the globalists that their minions attacked the glory soldier, black soldiers from the North Civil War monument, or attacked the World War II monument, or attacked the Winston Churchill monument, or attacked the Lincoln Memorial and sprayed racist on Abraham Lincoln. The fact that the minions are that stupid is an act of victory. It's a symbol of their brains being sucked out. And the police going to the local universities and laying on their bellies to empower the mad youth brigade mobs to believe that they are the rightful rulers and they should go out and burn everything down. This is simply the globalists finishing America off, finishing the UK off. When I was on Twitter this morning reading a lot of the people, you know, saying kill all the whites, burn down America, burn down England, almost all of them had EU flags up there in the symbol of who they were. The EU, unelected, tyrannical, incredibly corrupt, a plan of Adolf Hitler. But they know it's the EU getting rid of borders. They know it's the EU promising them unlimited welfare. They know it's the EU that says we're going to bring in 680 million people from other countries into the U.S., 250 million into Europe. We're going to overthrow it all. Whites are the enemy. These are people that literally believe that because they're brown, if they could literally just kill all the whites, suddenly all of what the West has built would be theirs. Just like the German Vandals, as they're called, or the Visigoths, those would be Austrians, when they invaded Rome in 410 and burned it all down, they thought they were conquering it, but really they were just destroying it. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you. It's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease.
No, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Well, Alex Jones here back live. Paul Joseph Watson had a fire alarm and the power going out there in London, site of the Soros UN-funded riots that are going on. And now the president of Belarus has come out and said they had no real COVID-19 cases. The president of Tanzania says no real cases. Bill and Melinda Gates sent fake testing kits that all normal deaths, heart attacks, cancer, gunshots, bear attacks have been counted. George Floyd, they said, died of COVID-19. That's on the death certificate. Or he had it. This is how they operate. That's another subject we'll hit next segment with Paul Joseph Watson. But he is back with us now from Summit.News from London, England. So, Paul, where we left off there, glad you're okay now there at your studios. Where is this going? It looks like the demonstrations are being encouraged by media. The more people they attack, the more they're called peaceful. They're definitely pushing to undermine the president. They're calling him Jimmy Carter. They're saying he can't rule. But this is an international movement saying defund and abolish the police. Well, who's going to make us all social distance and stay inside and all this? Oh, the new contact tracers, the new domestic security forces that are just as big, just as strong as our military. I guess the same folks beating up the police who bow down to them, I guess that's who's going to enforce things, Paul, because it is modeled after the Mao enforcement cultural revolution, isn't it?
Well, it is truly a cultural revolution, and the goal is to tear down society and remold it in their image, and their image is pretty ugly. But on the subject of social distancing, you know, Alex, we've been told for the past 3 months that we can't hug our parents, we can't attend funerals, we can't gather anywhere outside in groups of more than six, and we can't even get a haircut, yet tens of thousands of people are able to gather in London, and nobody cares. You know, we had a scandal for the past week, which was a government advisor called Dominic Cummings, who was in trouble for arranging urgent care for his child. He was subject to absolute vitriol and abuse for a period of over a week. That was a big deal, Alex, but tens of thousands of them congregating in huge numbers, that's nothing. I mean, what is going on there? Total hypocrisy.
Paul, this is a cult programming. This is what cults do, and they admit it's a cult, and Fauci admits wearing the mask is a cult. I mean, this whole thing has been nothing but a giant power grab.
Well, yeah, it's a religious worship. They're kneeling down. And in terms of London, let's just look at the stats here. We've had a massive problem with knife crime in London. And who are the main victims of that knife crime? 73% of knife offenders and 53% of victims are black. Now, nobody's protesting that. You just had a weekend in Chicago where I think it was 29 people were killed, or 29 people were injured, 3 were killed. Nobody's protesting that. You know, we've got a situation in London where we have a massive epidemic of black-on-black knife crime. There's nobody kneeling in the streets over that, Alex. They have white people in areas of London with massive knife crime problems kneeling on the streets. Where were they when we had the highest knife crime, higher than even New York? They were completely AWOL, Alex.
Well, my 16-year-old daughter yesterday, when we were tubing the San Marcos River, she said, "I really like Paul Watson. He's cute. He ought to come to town again," literally. But she goes, "But why is he on your show if he's in the UK? And I said, "Honey," and her friend was asking us, that was with us, I said, "Honey, we're all interconnected. The same globalists trying to take down the UK are attacking us. And so it's important to get commentary from over there. He gives us commentary over here. I give him a perspective on his country. He gives me a perspective. I'm not over there telling him what to do. I'm showing we have a common enemy, just like in World War II or during the Cold War. But you mentioned this. Instagram censors FBI crime stats graph as hate speech. These are from the FBI. We've shown these numbers. Let's scroll through that for TV viewers. Radio listeners, you should go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com to get this. And it's FBI numbers. The latest numbers are published 2 years ago, published over the last few decades. And it says your post goes against our community guidelines. And it shows blacks killed by whites, including police, is the lowest number. Blacks are 10 times more likely to kill whites. And it goes over these numbers. So again, whites killed by blacks, 9.83. Blacks killed by whites, 0.77. So when I say it's more than 10 times, and these are hard numbers. But again, this isn't about black people. The left wants to kill them. They've got the abortuaries, the Planned Parenthood. The crime is black on black in those areas. It's even worse. It's terrible. But look, white on black crime, 59,000 against 547,000 plus in the same year. You just cannot argue with this. But now actual numbers from the government aren't allowed, Paul.
And now you can look at it from either side of the Atlantic. I mean, something that I've been retweeting over the past week is a stat. Again, you can get banned for tweeting these hate stats, they call them. You can get censored on Instagram for this. And the one out of America is this. For every 10,000 black people arrested for violent crime, 3 are killed. For every 10,000 white people arrested for violent crime, 4 are killed. The very premise, the very foundation of BLM is completely fraudulent. And then you look at the UK, Alex, and this is reported by the BBC. Over the past 10 years, before that, we had these protests over police brutality in the UK. In the whole of 2019, there were 2 unarmed people killed by cops in the UK, okay? One was a terrorist. And we say unarmed, that means they don't have a gun. That was the guy on London Bridge who had knives. He was trying to attack cops. He was chasing people down the street. So 2 unarmed people killed in the UK in the entire year.
And did he have a fake bomb on his chest?
Yeah, he had a fake bomb, fake explosives. That was the entire year of 2019. The BBC reported over the past 10 years, 163 people have died in police custody in England. Of the 163, 13 were black. 13 out of 163. And a white individual who has been arrested was 25% times more likely to die in custody than a black individual who's been arrested. So the entire premise of this in the US and the UK is completely fraudulent.
Just like COVID-19, it's a total fraud. And I saw an article out a few months ago pointing out that UK police are mean to the nicies, nice to the meanies. And that's what I've experienced. A lot of cops are good. But let me tell you, being a white guy, when they pulled me over, I was instantly to jail because I had 2 glasses of wine. I know cops, man, black cops. They won't even mess with black people, which is the inverse. Then that allows crime to explode, and the slow rolling in these communities then helps the criminals murder people, which does kill black people. It's incredible. Paul, let's talk more about this and shift gears to some other big subjects, like where's COVID-19 going, what's going to happen with Trump, the latest 4chan trolls, and more. Check out Paul's excellent site. It's summit.news.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson and Summit.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're with Infowars.com. We got a lot to cover in this final segment with Paul, and I'm going to open the phones up next hour. But I asked Paul, what do you want to cover next? He said, I want to cover the 1,200 doctors and scientists saying, it doesn't hurt anyone physically to go out and demonstrate. There's no COVID issue there. But anyone out protesting the lockdowns should be arrested. Let's put it on screen. This is from their quote. As a public health advocate, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission. This should not be confused with a permissive stance on all gatherings, particularly protests against stay-at-home orders. So this is literally George Orwell's Animal Farm come true. Because at first the pigs say, let's have a revolt. The humans are in the house. Four legs good, two legs bad. Once they run the humans off, though, they enslave everybody 10 times worse. It's an allegory of communists. Orwell had been a communist, found out how bad they were. And they said, oh, no, by the end, two legs good, four legs bad. And if you said, wait, you used to say four legs good, they'd kill you. Hey, wait, just a few years ago you said four legs good, two legs bad. Well, you're dead if you say that. And of course, the horse, the archetype of the working class that brought the commies into power, they ship it off to a glue factory. So Paul Joseph Watson joins us to talk about this. People say, well, it doesn't make sense. There's no logic to it. There's not supposed to be a logic. This is a cult. This is the strength of the New World Order, that their followers are so stupid and so idiotic and so bad, Paul.
No, they literally went, Alex, in the space of 10 days from saying that stay-at-home protesters in the US and, in fact, in the UK, anti-lockdown protesters, same thing, were literally killing granny by going outside and protesting. And these people weren't even congregating. They were inside their vehicles for the most part. And you had the scenes in Arizona and other places of the nurses out blocking traffic when these stay-at-home protests happened. The same nurses in numerous American cities now, over the past few days, literally applauding Black Lives Matter as they congregate in gigantic numbers on the street. Oh, but we're killing granny, but that's okay because racism is a bigger public health threat. Oh, by the way, in the UK, BAME people, we've been lectured for the past 2-3 weeks, meaning black or brown people, are disproportionately more likely to get COVID, and that's racist. What are we going to do about that? Well, what did you do about it? What did you say about it? You literally celebrated BAME people congregating in huge numbers, spreading, if you believe their narrative, COVID between each other in greater and greater numbers. And you mentioned the 1,200 public health officials. In their open letter, they literally said, and this is the worst example of doublethink I've ever experienced. When Black Lives Matter go out and protest, that's fine because racism's a bigger health threat. But those stay-at-home protesters, they're all white supremacists, so that's bad when they do it. They literally said that in the letter. And now we have Piers Morgan, the guy who for the past 3 months in the UK has absolutely hounded anyone who opposes this lockdown, going on Twitter one day, chastising a member of parliament for attending the BLM protest, saying he's irresponsible and disgusting. The very next day, praising his own son for attending the very same BLM protest. And again, Alex, this proves what we've been saying for the past 2 months. Coronavirus was a big threat in China. We didn't downplay it. It was a serious issue. But these lockdowns, which will kill infinitely more people than coronavirus did, are complete BS, proven now by the fact that they're advocating, celebrating the congregation of people in huge numbers. We've been proven right once again.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. That was said by one of my favorite writers many, many years ago in 1962, Rod Serling. I don't think this is a simulation. I know this is real, but the way the left and globalists act is so cartoonish until you realize they're trying to use the appeal to authority that mainstream media and Hollywood and everybody is in unison, doing all these contradictory things day by day, and I research the psychology behind it. They're just trying to overwhelm people and exhaust us until we accept our house burning down around us, if they say to. I mean, this is, people ask, why do cults ask to have sex with your kids? Why do cults ask you to stay on your head? Why do cults tell you 2 + 2 = 5? Because they want power over your mind. They want you to suspend logic. And so we, you know, those of us that still have logic, we laugh at this. It's not funny. A lot of people are suspending logic or they're just giving up, Paul. I mean, what do you think's behind this? The mental gymnastics we see that should totally discredit these people forever.
Well, I think what's behind it is it's a mafia thing where you can't leave the mafia, but it's also the intimidation of the mob. We've seen the black squares on Instagram. We've seen people literally saying, if you post pictures of your food on social media, then that means you're racist. Now posting pictures of your own dinner on Instagram is racist.
Oh, MSNBC officially saying now, calling the police is elitist, and that minorities don't deserve police. And they're saying get rid of the police entirely. People are so dependent now on that. Liberals are the ones that call police if their Big Mac is cold.
Yeah, so now they're introducing the idea of literally having political commissars act as the police, and they're going to enforce the law. Meanwhile, as he said, the uniformity of opinion behind this is staggering. You know, they've got every major media outlet on their side. They've got every major corporation on their side. every social network, every cultural institution, Hollywood, celebrities, world leaders, politicians, governors, police chiefs. And they still claim, Alex, that this is an anti-establishment movement. When you've got every single tentacle of the establishment behind you, when you're endorsed by every single tentacle of the establishment, that's not anti-establishment. Like, imagine if we had Brexit protesters out on the streets of London attacking police, defacing statues, throwing missiles at police horses. Would they say it was largely peaceful? No. It's a complete 180, and it's absolutely incredible. What's going to happen, Alex, is next weekend, if this continues, which it looks like it will, the football lads in the UK, which are kind of the Tommy Robinson types, have said that they're going to go out en masse on the streets simply to protect these war memorials, the Churchill Memorial. Now, if there's any confrontation whatsoever, even though they've said they're going to be peaceful,
the police are going to swoop in with helicopter gunships and fire missiles at the British Patriots.
Yeah. Right-wing extremists attack minorities. That's how they report it. Even though they've literally injured 35 cops, and it's largely peaceful. Absolutely Orwellian and incredible.
Paul, let's expand on what you said, because what you said is the key to everything. In fact, I've meant to start the show with that today, and for some reason I always get distracted and don't. What you just said is the key to everything. All the megabanks, all the media, all the authoritarian regimes, the communist Chinese, the unelected EU, Hollywood, the Jeffrey Epstein types, they are all in unison. Saying America's bad, England's bad, Europe's bad, white people are bad, cops are bad, overthrow the government, and they're billionaires that control trillions that run death camps in China and have 3 million Muslims in slave camps making Apple components, and then literally the most powerful, ruthless people on earth that destroyed the middle class, vertically integrated the money like never before seen in history, are literally trying to have third world mobs and leftist anarchist managers from academia have a communist overthrow. This is just so insane. This is the elite using communism and class warfare as a takeover arm. Where does it end? Where does it go? What can we do to fight this?
I mean, the reaction I've seen over the past 48 hours is absolutely fundamentally a massive backlash that I haven't seen before. But again, what can we do in the UK? These same people had this same social justice, identitarian, extremist message before the election in December. The UK voted in droves for the Conservative Party, so they got absolutely crushed on the left. But now the Conservative Party, when this happens, when people are defacing Churchill statues, attacking the police, what are they talking about on Twitter? They're talking about, wash your hands. So it's absolute fundamental weakness. The only saving grace, I guess, Alex, is Nigel Farage had the support of a third of the country just about 6 months ago. And if somebody runs on a law and order message, that is going to attract mass support. In America, you had a poll, 58% of Americans support military on the streets to deal with this mayhem. So the silent majority is still there. And that's the one saving grace.
But they need to stop being silent, because all of this appeasement is meant to summon something even more destructive. I want to do 5 more minutes. I'm going to get back to work at Summit.News and the great articles you write for InfoWars.com. When we come back in 2 minutes, I'm going to ask Paul what he predicts is coming the next 147 days with Trump. Because I'll be honest with you, I told you Trump was going to win before anybody else did. Trump's going to lose right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.